This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are talking about Three Floyds, Noon Whistle, Friday Night Flights, and then we get ready for the Great Taste of the Midwest happening this weekend. All that and more on this week's episode.
Cause you know, he's got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we are audio only this week, so if you're an avid viewer of the YouTube version, sorry.
Sorry.
The battery was dead. My fault. But we got beer. We got voices.
I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, we're good. So this week, we are drinking Ravinia Food Truck Pilsner.
Yeah, man, this is a great can too, man. That nice bright orange. This is a 4.9%.
And if we were on video, it matches the office here pretty well because it's this orange.
Orange bright. Is the theme. Yeah, man. Ravinia, their logo looks kind of similar to Ravinia Festival, and I know they got into it with Ravinia over the use of the name, and a lot of information came out about Ravinia and how they're the festival. Yeah. And how they're kind of bullying this brewery around, like, well, you need to pay us profits.
Uh-huh.
And then the brewery's like, well, no, we're actually, like, going to build in Ravinia, and there's empty storefronts in Ravinia, and you don't own the name because it used to be a town before Highland Park swallowed it up, so back off. Right? It's pretty juicy stuff.
Yeah, so they were supposed to open up a brewery here in Chicago. I don't think that's happened yet. I forget where these are brewed. They say they're brewed and canned by Ravinia, but I believe someone else is technically doing it right now. But I could be mistaken.
Yeah. This Pilsner's good.
Yeah.
You know, it's got that, little white pepper flavor in there. And then it's all about, like, herbal hops and, like, that toasted cracker kind of flavor.
Yeah.
Right? With these Pilsners.
It says it pairs with nachos, lawn chairs, and kites.
I can dig it. I think I'm going out to Ravinia next month, man, before it's over. Go see Lyle Lovett.
All right. Are you going to take some of this beer? Or?
No, they got that new bar, so I'm probably just going to pregame there and then pregame on the train and postgame on the train again.
Makes sense.
Something about drinking on trains brings me joy. Drinking in the middle of the street, drinking on trains, I don't know why I get excited. I do.
I think just drinking. I think that's what it comes down to. But yeah, we'll knock back these Pilsners as we talk about this past week. We got out there this week.
Man, I think we were feeling, you know, we felt like we were letting people down a little bit last week, I think.
Yeah, and I was looking at the calendar, August, and you're like, summer's done. I have to
quit saying that.
I have to manage this. I have to get out there. Pretty soon won't happen, and I'll be drinking inside all the time. But Nick, where'd you make it to? What'd you hit up?
Man, you know, I was in South Shore, and we actually tried to go to Argus since that's the closest brewery to South Shore. They were closed. You know, we called, we knocked.
Not closed.
Like, oh, no. Closed. I mean, they were just, no one was in the building.
Because we looked in this Beer Miscuous Field Guide. Both years, they're not included in this.
Yeah, that's
so
weird.
So, according to Beer Miscuous, they're closed.
They're closed. And then we're like, well, let's get to the bottom of this. And we're like, they're still closed.
But not closed.
So we're like, what do we do? Do we go to Open Outcry? That's the nearest brewery to Argus. And then, you know, the missus is like, just Three Floyds is 11 miles away.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, there we go. So we went to Three Floyds.
Crossing the state line.
Man, so Saturday is not the day to go to Three Floyds.
Like, it feels like an understatement.
You didn't need me to tell you that. But I get there, and, you know, they got this patio set up now, which they didn't have before. It was just, like, herb gardens in the front. And we see Chris Jacobson, a friend of the show. He's been on the show twice.
Oh, awesome.
Chicago have hardcore craft beer. And we're talking. So, you know, I end up, you know, it ends up being good. Okay. So I tried an Apocalypse Cow because I overlooked that in the store. Apocalypse Cow, I forget, man, is an IPA with lactose.
Right.
And now that's like the base of these milkshakes. And they were doing that years ago. Potless Cow's been out since I've been in beer.
A long time. Yeah.
So they're one of the they're one of the walking giants, man. They've been doing that for a long time. That was fun. Oh, it's War Pig's first year anniversary.
Oh, wow.
So there was a pop-up at Emporium. Yeah. And there was an Imperial Blonde brewed for that. So there were posters for that around. But, dude, after the Apocalypse Cow, man, I started riding on this. They had this beer called Center Square. It was a 6% Brett Peach Berliner.
Okay.
Because it was about 95 degrees Saturday. Yeah. And it was money.
That sounds good.
That was my favorite thing there. Yeah. It reminded me a little bit of they have a sour peach saison called Molten Mirrors. It only comes in a bomber, and so I've only had it once, but it reminded me of that. And I was like, dude, the way they hit this acidity with this peach, it was nice.
Nice. Yeah. And yeah, I haven't been to Three Floyds in a long time.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So while you were out there, did you hit up anything else? Your 18th Street's right there. Flossmoor's not too far.
I was like, we should go home.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, but no, we ended up going back north. We're like, we got to go back north because there was a festival in Rogers Park that weekend called Rogers Pork.
Okay.
So it's like a block party with like eight bands and like, you know, just a bunch of like barbecue cats that specialize in pork.
Okay.
Nothing really to report there. It was a miniature street festival, right? Like literally one block. Lagunitas was the beer of choice. So you could get 12 of Never or the IPA at multiple stations, but that's all you could get.
Nice.
But I was cool with that. I rolled 12 of Never the whole time. Fell into a wine shop where Beguile was, and I tried like all these new Beguile releases.
Beguile was there?
Beguile. They were there, not at the fest, but you know how the shops on that block were open?
Mm-hmm.
So they were pouring inside the wine shop.
Oh, that's neat. Okay.
Yeah, so I ended up getting some Sunny Afternoon to go.
Oh, that's great beer.
Yeah, it was sneaky good. I'm like, the other ones were good, and they had a pills and they had a pale ale.
Mm-hmm.
That Sunny Afternoon was like all Citra hops, you know, 4.9%, just like big like flowery aromatics.
Nice.
It was really good. Yeah, and I ran into the Vice District guys out there. They were hanging out on a staycation, so cheers to those guys.
Oh, cool. No, yeah. Not pouring any beer, just hanging out.
They were just like at the fest.
Oh, that's cool.
Just cruising. Yeah, I think one they had family in Rogers Park, and they were like, "Well, good to see you. We're going to the beach now."
Nice.
Yeah. Coastal living, man. That's the only reason to live up there, really.
So you'd be able to go to the beach real easy.
Half a mile from the beach, yeah.
That's cool. Speaking of Beguile, they were at this Friday Night Flights Fest that I went to on Friday. I have never been to any other Friday Night Flights. You've been to one, right?
I don't think so.
I thought they were like events at a brewery where you got to taste a few beers and that was it.
It's like a was the Guild's event, right? It's the Guild's summer series.
City.
Oh, it's not an ICBG gig?
I don't think it's part of the Guild. I thought it's the city run.
Okay.
But I could be mistaken there.
Right.
So I thought it was like a little tasting thing.
Yeah.
But this was a full on beer fest.
Right.
Like they closed down maybe like a block and a half, probably as similar to size of this Rogers Pork Fest.
Yeah.
Everything was inside or in front of Band of Bohemia. And then there was 8 to 10 breweries all within that like brewing district area.
Oh, the Malt Row.
Yeah, so you had Beguile, you had Dovetail, you had Empirical.
Urban Renewal, or they're part of that?
Yeah, right? Urban Renewal was there. I had some of their beer. Pretty tasty. They're
right on.
They don't have a place you can go to yet. They're brewing, but you can't go there yet.
Are they really doing like they're doing? Because I read they're doing like, I think they're doing like lagers, right?
I had an IPA, and then they have a, I want to say it was like a, some sort of strawberry wheat or a wheat sour or something like that.
All right, cool.
Spiteful was there. Alarmist. Eerie, right? No, not Eerie. The Cidery.
Oh, Eris.
Eris.
Eris, yeah. Michelle Foyk's joint
in
Irving Park.
Yeah. And a few others that I'm probably forgetting. But this was just like one block thing, two breweries per tent, and it was set up against the street. You got a ticket for 10 pours for about $15, so 3-ounce samples for $15.
That sounds pretty good.
Not bad. They were, because this was a city-run event, they were being sticklers about checking people's tickets off.
Yeah.
Like they were marking them. you very rarely got away with like outshowing your ticket. Most of the time that's all there for a show because that's what you're supposed to do by law, but city run event, you got to follow those rules.
Yeah.
And then Rom's walking around. So, you know, he sees something snooping going on.
You know, he's a little guy. So he's on his tippy toes seeing if somebody passed that ticket to the,
you don't check his ticket. He's good. It's like undercover cop kind of thing. So it was neat. And there's a lot of people there. I think they oversold it.
Oh, yeah. Well, $15 is a great price point.
I think it was $20 at the door, but $15 if you bought. But quickly, like within an hour, hour and a half, brewers were running out of beer.
Come on.
So this event was from 6 to 9. Mm-hmm. So by 7:30, breweries were out of beer.
Now, this is surprising because this is a series. I know the next one's going to be in West Loop. They've done one on like the Chicago River. Like they, it's like a pop-up in different neighborhoods to showcase the neighborhood. So I'm kind of surprised as on a Friday, knowing how this town drinks, your ass is going to run out of beer. That's funny.
Yeah, I believe one of the breweries said they were like running back to get beer, and so they were coming back. But then I was talking to some people, and they mentioned that it's really hard to gauge how much beer you're going to sell. The city might tell you, or the people doing this event, okay, we sold X amount of tickets. And you're like, okay, everyone has like two drinks from us. That's this amount. But you have no idea how many people are going to show up the day of to get beer. And then you don't want to be stuck with beer that you have to leave with because what you have to take it back. So that sucks, especially if you're a brewery pouring from cans or bottles. Yeah. Like just the logistics of that become a pain in the ass. And then, so that sucks. And then when the breweries do run out, the other brewery line gets super long.
Right,
like,
right.
Imagine a street, because the breweries are on one side pouring, the line goes all the way to the other side of the street. So
if you want the last man standing.
Yeah, if you want to get to the brewery down the way, now there is a line. There are multiple lines blocking your way to get there.
This sounds intense, man.
So it was nice because it was a great day. It was Friday evening. It was really perfect weather for this, but organization-wise, a little kind of
Well, a little less something to be desired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first ones to run out of beer were Aris and Spiteful.
Man, and you know, I've never been to Aris because I know they do brewery. They do brewery. They do beer and cider.
Yeah, they had one of each going, and they do blends. So they had a blend going of one of their ciders and their IPA, which was awesome.
I want to say, is that a sizer? A sizer is a blend of a cider and something.
Yeah, maybe a mead.
There you go. Yeah. Never mind.
So that was the Friday Night Lights Fest. Good, but not great.
Right.
And all the, you know, if you're a brewery that's, you know, the love of the scene right now, you're going to be screwed at one of these festivals because the line's going to be gone really long and you're going to run out of beer really fast because people are going to, you know, thinking people are going to want two samples. And then I'm like, well, I want five of your beers. I don't want this other guy's beer.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I guess all you can do is gauge the participation on what you've seen up to that point, right? Mm-hmm. So they're just doing what they thought made sense as far as like volume when what they should bring. So
right, Alarmist was pouring their latest Oak Shaker, new New England IPA in can. So that was great. I drank probably about four of those, so I like messed up, you know, the two samples per person on that one. See, so I'm messing up the numbers. My fault.
But sounds fun though. That Malt Row is, you know, the premier district. Because we talk about it all the time. You go to other cities, like probably San Diego and Denver are the biggest examples where you can go to a neighborhood and the neighborhood is on board with supporting, like, you know, 3 to 6 breweries in a neighborhood. And Malt Row does a good job of that.
Mm-hmm. Band of Bohemian was dishing out food, which made sense because they were right there. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have any of their beer because I also wasn't eating, and a lot of their beer goes better with food. So
yeah,
but cool to see everyone hanging out there. And Beguile, Kevin mentioned that he had like 5 events in the last 3 days, like 2 of them that night. So crazy, just all these different events happening.
Beguile, man, sneaky good.
Yeah, That was the only thing I made it to, but you hit up a few other things, right?
Well, I went to the West Burbs the next day.
Okay.
I was going to a, there's a sneak peek of a city barbecue in Downers Grove. So this is the 40th city barbecue. They started in Columbus, Ohio, and then they target multiple openings in an area, in a market, so that they can have an infrastructure and share best practices and tweak and really just, you know, give their best effort in that market.
Yeah, okay.
So this is the latest one. The next one's going to be in Park Ridge, which is over by the airport, basically, met by O'Hare. And the last one that I went to was in Deerfield.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I like about these events is that, well, the barbecue is really good, but then also they make it a point to partner with the general manager partners with any local brewery they want. So in Orland Park, it was Argus, right? Mm-hmm. And in March. So I'm like, oh, Argus has to be, they got to be alive. I just had their beer in March at this barbecue joint. But then this one was Alter, right? So Alter's in Downers Grove. Alter is only like two or three years old.
Yeah.
Right. They actually just signed a distribution deal with Lakeshore Beverage.
Oh, that's awesome. Congrats to them.
Lakeshore Beverage, as big as they are, that's only the seventh Chicagoland brewery, I noticed. Yeah. They got like over 158 brands. They sell a lot of stuff too. They sell like sodas and sparkling waters. But of the breweries, there's over 150 of them, and only seven of them are in Chicagoland. You know, like your Burnt Cities, Moody Tongues, and All Rise were the ones, I think, in the city proper, and the other four in the burbs.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, but Alter, their claim to fame so far has been this, they have the three flagship beers that they had at City Barbecue. One of them is this King Ballantine Cherry Wheat, which is, 5% cherry wheat ale. But then the barrel-aged version of that, they put it in wine barrels for 4 months, and that beer took a silver at FOBAP. So King Ballantine Cherry Wheat became King's Blood when it won the variant that won the title. Yeah. So I loved it, man. You know, it's funny because, like, it's in an industrial park just like, you know, I'd say 80% of all these breweries.
Classic brewery location. Yeah.
But there is, dare I say, it's elevated. Like, there's a lot of love put into their space, and it feels a lot more comfortable than just your typical industrial park strip mall style brew house. Their place looks great.
That's cool. I need to check that out.
Yeah. And while we're in Downers Grove, we're like, well, what else can we hit? We can go to Naperville. That's 9 miles away. Then we're like, yeah, that's ambitious. Fuck that. We ended up at Noon Whistle, which was a little closer. About 6 miles away.
In Lombard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was a full house there, man. I think I got, I was on a peach kick, so I got the Fuzzy Smack, which was their peach Berliner.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the Imperial Stout.
Okay.
Called Schwing.
Why was it so busy?
Man, you know, there was some kind of party. There was some dude who had some kind of like leukemia fundraiser.
Okay.
And all his people were there. Everyone had these really strange like tie-dye, red stripe, fuzzy coolers. Mm-hmm. I guess it was like part of the giveaway. But they were raising money for leukemia that day. And I was like, good for them, man. It was like, this place ain't that big, and it is wall to wall. It had to be at least 150 people in here.
That's awesome.
So
okay.
we just chilled outside, one and done. And then hit Alter. And then when we get to City Barbecue, we're like, oh, man, we were just at Alter.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, Alter has a nice haze on. And
I'm surprised you didn't get cans to go at Noon Whistle. They always have.
Oh, yeah. I got Squishy Gummy.
Squishy Gummy.
Squishy Gummy.
Okay.
Yeah, and they show love at the price point was nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's what they're known for, is the gummy series.
Yeah, I guess that's we had Gummy Apocalypse when we had the Hop Review guys on talking about their Alter Fresh. I think we've even had it since then on the show. Yeah, gummy series.
Dude, I'm digging this food truck, man.
Yeah, it's a very crushable beer.
Yeah, but that was a good time, man. West Burbs, you know, because Naperville, Salamoth had like they had two versions of a stout on, and one was a barrel aged version.
Okay.
Not that I'm looking for
at the
brewery.
Barbecue.
At the brewery. So we thought about going out there. And their Urban Myths and Legends is out that way. We talked about Flapjack. We were disappointed that Flapjack didn't seem to actually have pancakes. So we kind of, right? I think we came to that sentence. We're like, well, you know what?
I forgot that we talked about that.
I'm like, yo, we're just going to go to Noon Whistle and Alter. And that was the best move. That was the best move because those two spots were great. So,
yeah, I forgot. Hopefully, Flapjack guys don't hear about us ripping them on the last episode.
We're like, go to their website, see if they do a pancakes out there.
Yeah, that sounds like a good trip. You went to the edges of the city or the outer rims this past weekend.
Yeah, yeah. We're putting in that work, man. It was about 30 miles mm-hmm. from where we are out to the West Burbs.
Nice.
We were doing the math on, because Chris from Hardcore, he lives in Algonquin. And the math on Munster, Indiana to Algonquin is like 75 miles.
Yeah.
So I was, so we're like, well, man, if he's doing that, then, you know.
Yeah, he can go to Milwaukee faster. He can go to Three Floyds.
Yeah. You know, he said what was interesting, man, because I told, we were talking about Bader Brow space. And I was saying how I heard Forbidden Root might move in there. And he's really close with Stone. And he's like, dude, don't be surprised if Stone sets up shop in Chicago and takes over Bader Brow spot.
Yeah. That would be weird.
That's interesting. I think, well, they have, you know, I had some of their stuff on 4th of July. Their stuff's good, and it's hop forward. Mm-hmm. And they're a fun group that's always got new beer coming out. That's an interesting wrinkle. I'd be there for that. I would go to, because if I was going to San Diego, one of the first places I would hit is Bistro Beer and Gardens. And, you know, I'd hit
Escondido. Well, yeah, it's a beautiful spot, the Bader Brow. The ex-Bader Brow spot, it's big. It's cool that it's so big.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have anything unique that maybe Stone would be looking for.
Yeah, it's big. It's got natural light, and they have a capacity to make a lot of beer.
Right.
I think part of Bader Brow's issue was that, well, A, there's no foot traffic. And then there was even, they might have resolved the issue on that street that it sits on, where even that street, you couldn't park on it unless you're residential for a long time. But the biggest issue was no foot traffic over there.
But there's no way Stone just opened that brewery in
Berlin?
Asheville or Virginia.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Right? So why would they? But then again.
Somebody's moving in there.
Lagunitas. Someone big will probably move in there.
Someone big will play in there, yeah. Or you might see one of these one of these alt prop things that we hear rumors about, right? Like where it's like three crews come together and converge on a space.
Right.
You know. Yeah, I think that's more likely than an outside player coming in. Because there's some challenges, you know? There's some challenges being down there.
Yeah, you're focused on distribution for your beer, which is not the market you want to be in today's beer climate. You want people coming to your location to drink as much beer as possible, because sitting on the shelf, it just sits on the shelf.
So, it was a good talk,
Stone,
though.
Stone coming in. Maybe. These are rumors.
Just rumors. Yeah. Just rumors.
All right. Anything else you check out or make it to?
You know, I think that's all I hit, man.
All right. Out of all these places, was there a favorite thing you drank?
Shout out to Cruz Blanca. I got some beach beers from there. They had some haze, and then they also had something called Senior Worldwide. They have like this Luchador series.
Okay.
It was like a 500 milliliter barrel aged series, right? This one was an Imperial Brown Ale that was aged for 9 months in bourbon, rum, and brandy barrels. And I tell you something, man, like, I never really go there for lunch. You know, I think, you know, they got the hipster tacos, right? Like, you know, I just want tacos when I'm for lunch, right? I don't want hipster tacos. But a lot of the beer I've had from them, low-key, has been really fucking good. Mm-hmm. And this was right on par with that. So that might have been my favorite thing I had all week, was probably the Senior Worldwide, man. That's a proper barrel-aged style right there. Barrel-aged Imperial Brown Ale.
I think I would go with that Oak Shaker from Alarmist, just because it stood out at the Friday night flights, and I went back like four times, and they always had it. So that was just a solid beer.
Makes you happy.
Yeah, and it's the one I remember out of all the other breweries stuff I had. I think I had Boat Shoes from Guile, but I've had that before. But yeah. Oak Shaker, yeah.
Right on.
Cool. All right, what about this weekend? What do we got going on? What should people be checking out?
All right, man. Saturday down in Douglas Park, a.k.a. Lagunitasville, according to the realtors, a $40 ticket for the annual Lagunitas Beer Circus is this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's noon to 5, and they're not doing it in the parking lot. They're doing it at Douglas Park, which is like two blocks away, which I believe Riot Fest is where they do Riot Fest.
Oh, is that where they do it now? Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, according to the guys in Humble Park, the aldermen, they just like ruined the park and like didn't pay for it. So they moved over to Douglas Park. You know, Lagunitas Beer Circus is all about like face paint, burlesque, you know, like vaudeville dancers. You know, it actually began as you know, Lagunitas got kicked out of the original town they were in, and they didn't have enough money to move. So they literally, like, paraded all their equipment down the street, you know. And that was the beginning of the parade. So now they just throw an annual party to celebrate their first move in California.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've actually never been to that.
No, I've heard crazy things about the circuses. Mm. So, but sadly, I probably won't make it again, but you should check it out.
Yeah. And then also the Great Taste of Midwest is up in Madison this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's probably sold out. It's a $60 face value ticket. A lot of people who have different plans, there's a market for those tickets, mm-hmm. too. You know the drill on that. Like,
yeah, that's people love that festival. I feel like it snuck up here on us this year. There's usually a lot of hype because there's always events that especially local breweries put on, like cigar and beer tastings, whatever, jerky, I don't know, whatever else they could come up with.
Tap takeovers, the annual party. It's run by the Madison Homebrewers Guild, and the annual opening party for brewers is like Friday night, mm-hmm. and it's at a children's museum. So you got all these brewers like pouring beer and everybody like climbing up on all these toys and hanging out in this children's museum, like getting priming themselves for the next day. Mm-hmm. That's one of the best parties I've ever been to. It sits on a park that sits on like a lake, and you have to be within 250 miles of Madison to pour.
Okay.
Yeah. So and everyone's bringing their A game.
Yeah, that's just so much beer there. It's crazy. Yeah,
that's a good party. That's this weekend as well.
Cool.
Yeah. So those are both on Saturday, and then also this weekend is Ballast Point. Ballast Point's having an event called the Sours of the Winch. Yeah, so $15 will get you a flight of their sour wench ales, and then their 10 specialty bins on tap.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And this is also the launch for their latest version, which is a white wine barrel-aged sour wench.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, that'd be a good chance to get over to
Bell's Point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still need to make my beer from the homebrew kit.
Right, me too. Yeah. I think the rooftop's open too.
Yeah. So,
nice.
Got a few options this weekend.
Cool. We'll check those out, or hopefully you already got tickets for the Great Taste. Always so fun. Only been once.
It's magical, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, before we get out of here, any news? Anything been happening in the beer scene?
A little bit of beer news, man. We'll talk about the good folks at Dark Matter. Their latest beer is an ode to Trappist Breweries.
Or their latest coffee?
Oh, sorry. Their latest coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an ode to Trappist Breweries. It's called the Trappist Fermented Cacao, if I'm saying that right. So the bag is an homage to Orval. And then, you know how like on the beer side, beer requires yeast, right, to be produced. Coffee does not, but it does aid in the breaking down of the pulp.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you do it the right way, then, you know, some of the yeast you used to break down the pulp
will get in the coffee.
This gets in the coffee. Yeah. So they say they're using Saccharomyces, and it reminds you of a naturally processed coffee versus a washed coffee because they're using Orval Trappist yeast to break down the beans before they roast them.
Interesting. So that's in the stores already?
Yeah. And, 16-ounce bag or whatever they come in.
You usually need to go to their locations to get these. They're not going to be at Whole Foods or anywhere else that's selling their coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. They do a good job of pulling flavors out of these coffee beans. And then they don't fuck around with the artwork either. That's a big draw for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, like, yeah, you can get their standard offerings, and they always have these one-off fun offerings too. So cool.
Might have to make it over there. I haven't been to Dark Matter or Star Lounge in a long time.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, that's it for news, man.
That's it. And then that's all that's happening. We got out this week. We made it to a few things. Hopefully we continue that trend this weekend. Enjoy the summer. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter, Instagram, always posting photos there. Facebook, I put up a few photos from Friday Night Flights.
There we go.
On there, so.
We still love our Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm sharing other events. Lots of stuff gets shared and posted there, so check that out as well. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. Episodes are posted there, links to iTunes, Stitcher. When we have the YouTube version, that is there. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.